Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. Become a fan of Beyond the Book on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to the free podcast and never miss a program at www.beyondthebook.com.
The digital content day at your desk agenda is right in front of me here, but what's most intriguing to me is that this is a virtual conference. We'll hear about what makes that special and who's going to be a part of it. Joining me today is Noel Skazinski from Publishing Executive and Book Business Magazines, where she's editorial director. Welcome to Beyond the Book, Noel.
Hi, Chris. Glad to join you today.
Well, it's good to have you join us, Noel. You're in Philadelphia there, where you are the editorial director, as we said, of Publishing Executive and Book Business Magazines, and also director, probably known to many in our audience, as the director of Publishing Business Conference and Expo. But this is a different take on all of that. It's an extension of the physical expo into the virtual world.
Right. Right. We had decided this is something we actually launched our first virtual conference last year for our book business audience only. And the idea behind it was sort of twofold. One, that there were so many things happening in the industry right now, so much change, that having one annual event just was not enough for our audience. They really needed to be out there and talking to people and networking and exchanging ideas. So we wanted to do a second event. The other challenge was that last year, obviously, with a lot of companies struggling financially, traveling to New York City, where we hold our live conference, twice a year would be probably more than some could handle. So we decided to do a virtual event. And last year we had more than 1,600 registrants in on the book publishing side alone, and that was book publishing executives as well as a number of vendors and suppliers to the industry. So this year we are combining it with our magazine audience, which is the audience for Publishing Executive Magazine, and similar to our actual live event, we've got a full day of sessions for book publishers at the virtual event and then a full day of sessions for magazine publishers.
Right. I mean, you've got, as you say, a book track and a magazine track. And,
right.
And there's another attraction here. To register for this event, which takes place September 16th from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, how easy is that?
It's very easy, actually. It's a couple simple steps. You have to provide some information, just like your name, your email address, that kind of thing, typical information. The event is free to attend, which is another thing just from my perspective, since, you know, publishers generally are the ones behind the bottom line, I'm thrilled that we can offer this for free to people. And they don't have to leave their desk. So they can register just by going to publishingbusiness.com/links/PBV. That's for Publishing Business Virtual. And there's a registration page right there. They can also view the agenda there, you know, check out some other information. So it's very simple to register. And then it's very simple to actually attend. I don't know if you've been to a virtual conference or not, but it's basically you log on from your computer at your desk, and it's a good idea to check your browser in advance just to make sure, but it's compatible with most browsers. We use the ON24 virtual event platform. And people log in, and they are brought into this virtual conference world. It's like an exhibition hall. So when you walk in, you actually see a screen that makes you feel like you're in a virtual convention center. There's an information booth in front of you. There's an auditorium behind that. There's exhibitors. There's like a little mini expo hall where you can actually go into booths. And some of our exhibitors, actually all of them, have live people available to chat with, so you can text back and forth with people in the booths. We have a networking lounge that you actually, and by going into, I mean you click on it. So when you want to view or listen to the educational sessions, you click into the auditorium, and it takes you into our educational program where you then click on the session you want to listen to or the one that's going on at the time.
And I'm sorry, Noel, but just like the real, I hate to say real because it's this isn't real,
this is
but
farce.
Just like but just like the physical conference that you have every year in New York, you can go back and forth. What I like is you are offering programs for both the book publisher side of things and the magazine side as well.
Absolutely. I mean, a number of our readers and attendees publish both books and magazines. And not only that, but they're dealing with a lot of the same issues. So they can get ideas that aren't necessarily from the book industry if you're a book publisher, but you can learn from what magazine publishers are doing. So it's really kind of an opportunity to get just kind of outside the box thinking by attending some of the sessions on the other side.
Right. I absolutely agree with you on that. And, you know, my own experience as a writer took me into the magazine world, of course, but also into book publishing. And I think a lot of people who are part of the business see it that way, that there really is there's a dissolving line between those distinct industries and one can learn from the other. Let's talk about some of the people who you will be bringing into this virtual space. You've got some keynotes that are eye-catching for the book track and for the magazine track. Tell us about those.
Well, we have we actually have two keynotes in the morning. So we have a keynote that's specifically for the book track, and that is Mark Nelson of Google, and he's going to be interviewed by Debbie Steer of HarperCollins. Mostly about Google Editions, which they were, you know, planning to launch earlier than, you know, in I think it was like June or July, and now it's still forthcoming. But so he's going to talk about a lot about Google Editions, what it means to book publishers, what it's going to mean to the industry, how this cloud-based platform that it's based on is different than anything else that's currently out there, and address those things. And he's also going to give us some of his perspectives on the future of the industry and where he sees everything headed. So I'm really excited about that one. I think the timing is perfect with Google Editions coming up. And Debbie, who's interviewing him, is just extremely bright. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she was actually worked with Bob Miller on Harper Studio, and is now back at HarperCollins since they closed Harper Studio. But she's very enthusiastic and very intelligent and really on the cutting edge of, you know, kind of the digital marketing world. So she's going to do a fabulous job in interviewing him.
Well, they've always been kind of, at the forefront of digital there at HarperCollins.
Right. Yeah, so we thought she would do a really good job of getting down to the questions that publishers might have from Mark on Google Editions or whatever else happens to come up. And I think Mark's excited about talking to publishers about it as well. And then we have our magazine keynote is actually Bob Carrigan, who's CEO of IDG Worldwide. And he was interviewed by someone who's on our publishing executive advisory board as well. It's Chris Foster, who's president of another publishing company called GIE Media. And we're just really loving this, having people in the industry rather than having me interview these people all the time. We've really gotten into a lot of having publishers interview some of our keynote speakers and other speakers, because they're the ones that have the real questions and are living through this. So that interview is going to be spectacular, and I think book publishers would benefit from that as well. Bob's company, IDG, was one of the first to actually fold a significant number of its print publications back in like 2006. And convert them to digital only with websites and other types of digital content. And at the time, it kind of shocked the industry. But as everyone moved forward, you know, his company is now much farther ahead. And not suggesting that, you know, all companies should or will be closing down print publications, but they anticipated a shift in the marketplace and did what they felt was necessary at that time to kind of get ahead of the curve. So that's why we selected Bob, and we were thrilled that he agreed to do this. And he's got all kinds of, he's just a brilliant publishing executive and has a lot to say about how they're generating revenue. And as you mentioned, with the lines blurring a lot, with a lot of content going online, especially for, you know, they publish a lot of technical content. So for some of the STM publishers as well, it might be beneficial. And then I will try to keep it short because I feel like I'm rambling here.
Well,
not at all.
Well, I want to move you around just a bit, Noel, because you're doing a terrific job. We're talking with Noel Skazinski about a very special program coming up on September 16th, all day long from 10 a.m. to 5:30 Eastern time. It's a virtual conference, Publishing Business Virtual Conference and Expo, a complement and extension of the annual event in New York. And Noel has put together a fascinating program with some input from a number of really leading lights in the publishing world. You mentioned Debbie Steer, John Morse from Merriam-Webster, Todd Shuttlesworth from Thomas Nelson. I'm just sort of looking around here on this list. We've got, Jenny Bullock from Harlequin Enterprises. And there's one program I was curious about, which is the on the magazine track, the Magazine Publisher's Field Guide to Mobile. You mentioned about the way the business is changing so fast. It used to be the publishing business was one of the, I was going to say boring, but how about this? How about sort of one of the more quiet industries out there? And today it is anything but quiet.
Right.
E-books are changing everything on the book side, and mobile is doing a lot to really shift the business on the magazine side. So you've got Drew Shute there from Condé Nast Digital as one of a trio of speakers.
Right. We have Rob Yogel, who's actually the vice president of eMedia at my parent company, North American Publishing, is moderating it. And we've got Drew Shute, who's the chief digital officer at Condé Nast Digital, and we're thrilled to have him. And then we've got Stefan Scherzer from IDG. And we're pretty sure we're going to be adding a third panelist there from Hachette Filippacci Media. And they have a forthcoming launch of their L app for the iPad, iPod, that kind of thing. So I think that's going to be an amazing session. And then we also have a mobile session for book publishers as well. So right now we have on that Judith Kerr, who she's pretty well known, and she's executive VP and publisher of Atria Books and Washington Square Press, I think it is. And we also...
And John Barker, who is with Walters Kluwer as well.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting, too, because one thinks right now, I suppose I shouldn't, but I think of the mobile world as really more about magazine and news. But, you know, those books, they'll be coming up on them pretty close, I'm sure.
And the thing is, with mobile, I think there's a lot of opportunity that publishers are seeing, and it's not just the direct kind of to the Kindle and e-reader devices. I mean, the companies that are really kind of, you know, Harlequin is a perfect example, and we did not put them on this panel only because we've had them on our mobile panel so often. We try to keep our content fresh, but they're such pioneers in this area. But you know how they experimented with, short stories and that kind of thing. And we're now looking at how some other trade publishers are using mobile, whether they're actually, people are reading books on mobile devices, on mobile phones, or they're reading, maybe they're, for things like Walters Kluwer, they're using it for study guides and, to help study for tests and definition memorization and that kind of thing. So we're looking at just all different kinds of opportunities there. And that sort of ties into another session that I'm really excited about. It'll be in the one of our on-demand sessions, and it's called Digital Content Beyond the Ebook. And Andrew Brenneman, who's one of our book business columnists, and he's president of Finitive, which is a consulting company, he is interviewing a few really amazing people about going beyond the ebook. I mean, ebooks are one thing, but there's so many opportunities for monetizing content and engaging your audience beyond just a direct, print book to an ebook conversion. And a lot of There are a lot of theories out there that in the magazine industry as well as the book industry that isn't necessarily the best opportunity, just converting a print thing into a digital thing that is exactly the same thing. If you're using a different medium, you should take advantage of what those other media have to offer. So we have Michael Cripollani, who's president of a fairly new company called Ocean House Media. And I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's bought the rights to a number of books, including Dr. Seuss books. And one Dr. Seuss book, the app that he creates, iPad apps for these books. And his one Dr. Seuss book was the number one downloaded book app for several weeks in a row. And excuse me, it may still be. So, and then we have Jeff Matthews, who's director of corporate strategy for Scholastic. And it's just absolutely brilliant. And it's talking about all kinds of things that Scholastic's doing to enhance the educational aspects of their products that go well beyond ebooks. And we're not only just looking at product formats, but we're also looking at business models, so subscription models, and how they're charging and how they determine the pricing for certain products. And then we also have Shannon Holman from McGraw-Hill Higher Education on that panel. So that's another one I'm really excited about, and I think it'll help people think of different things that they can do. I mean, we still have, I think, about 30% of book business readers still are not offering ebooks. And then those who are kind of looking for what's next, what's next, what do I need to be doing, what else can I be doing, how can I maximize the ROI on this? So that session is going to have some really good ideas there.
Well, what is interesting to me about that is the participants are cultivating the future readers, the future content consumers, because they're from the Scholastic and education textbook publishing, and yeah. So they are thinking about the younger readers, the ones who won't remember the world of the book. They'll only know the ebook and, I guess, what we could call enhanced books. So they're really moving forward into the future, and I think you're right. That should be a very interesting panel. Well, we have been chatting today with Noel Skazinski and telling us all about the Publishing Business Virtual Conference and Expo. As I say, it's an extension, a complement to the annual Publishing Business Conference and Expo every year in New York City. Noel is the Editorial Director of Publishing Executive and Book Business Magazines and Director of the Publishing Business Conference Expo. And Noel, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Oh, thanks, Chris. I'm thrilled to talk with your audience about this, and I hope you'll be there at the event, and I hope to see anyone out there who's listening there. I'm very excited about it, and there's really a lot of opportunities for networking, which surprises people in a virtual event. So,
well, as you say, there is a lot there, and we could even tell people that there's an ice cream break, and you won't get a virtual ice cream. You'll get a real coupon for a real free pint of Ben & Jerry's if you're one of the first 100 attendees at that break. So with all of that, again, thank you so much, Noel, for telling us about the conference, which takes place online, 10 a.m., September 16th, 2010, until 5:30 in the afternoon. It's free, as Noel has told us, and we'll give you information on our website, beyondthebook.com, on how to register. For everyone
that... Sorry to interrupt. Can I just mention, too, that if people can't make it on September 16th, the event is actually archived as well for 90 days. So while you'll miss out on some of the networking opportunities and the opportunities to ask speakers questions, you can still listen to all of the educational content and check out the exhibitors and that kind of thing. So from September 20th through December 20th, you would still have the opportunity to go.
Well, that sounds great. I guess the other thing they'll miss out on is the chance for that ice cream coupon. So
yes, which is a favorite. They flood the networking lounge or the exhibit hall for that one.
So. Well, anyway, again, thank you so much, Noel Skazinski. This is Chris Keneally for everyone at Copyright Clearance Center and Beyond the Book. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.